USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting talking about the bipartisan deal that was struck to avert a partial government shutdown. Regarding a shutdown, the president added,
I don't think you're going to see a shutdown. I wouldn't want to go to it now. If you did have it, it's the Democrats' fault.
Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty on all 10 counts Tuesday after a high-profile trial that lasted nearly 3 months. The jury of 12 people announced their decision at a federal courthouse in Brooklyn, New York, on the sixth day of deliberations, affirming Guzman was the leader of a drug cartel. He is guaranteed life in prison. A winter storm moving across the country on Tuesday is bringing snow, sleet, ice, and freezing rain to over 100 million people from Seattle all the way to New York City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The number of job openings in America hits a record high. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Concerns about the U.S. economy after the partial federal government shutdown and volatility in financial markets have driven a reading of small business owners' confidence lower for the fifth straight month. According to the National Federation of Independent Business and its monthly Small Business Optimism Index. However, analyst Gene Marks says it has to be put in perspective.
The index has come down a little bit. It is still way...
Absolutely right.
Way higher than anything we saw under the Obama administration. In general, these businesses are still confident.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. The small business group says its index fell to 101.2 in January from 104.4 in December.
Tuesday night, the top dog or best in show will be announced at the Westminster Dog Show in New York City. Some 3,000 dogs have been competing in a two-day event. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denies a cover-up of the Khashoggi murder. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The U.S. government will continue investigating the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, so says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo during a visit to Hungary on Monday.
America's not covering up for a murder. America's taken more action in response to the tragic murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and will continue to take more action, continue our investigation. We're working diligently on that. The President's been very clear. As we get additional information, we'll continue to hold all of those responsible accountable.
And Pompeo warned Hungary that Russia is trying to divide the West, saying the U.S. should not let Russian President Vladimir Putin drive a wedge between friends and NATO. Pompeo's Hungarian counterpart, Peter Sciardo, said any criticism Washington has of Hungary's diplomacy with Russia is misguided, as other European countries are also involved in energy deals with Russia.
Rookie Democratic Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is making a splash in Congress by championing the Green New Deal. President Trump on Monday in El Paso, Texas, compared the Green New Deal to a high school term paper. And regarding that Green New Deal, former Republican Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, tells Fox News,
they want this green agenda that is going to really cost the country trillions of dollars. I mean, when we start putting price tags on this and they realize the freedom they're giving up, that the president was right the other night in the State of the Union. They're moving us towards a socialist agenda.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.